This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dancing shoes, we're going to the dance. We're going to dance. Our partners are you. We are here on the DJV program to dance, sing, and sort out what's going on in the world for this is Wednesday, the 15th of August, halfway through the month, Jennifer. Here we are.
Here we are.
Ready to go. Yes, here we are. Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is back. She got her voice sort of straightened out. We'll do a little me, ah, with her in a moment. Kara Schillen at the controls, so all's well with the world. Or is it, Jennifer? You get started hitting the ball out of the park.
Well, it depends on who you ask. And if you ask Matt Lauer today how the world is, he might say, not so great.
Really?
He is apparently bending over backwards to give his soon-to-be ex-wife, Annette Roque, everything she wants in their divorce. Well, he's got a lot to give. That includes a multi-million dollar payout because he feels so guilty for cheating with multiple women at work that his friends say he's willing to do anything. He was asked by NBC bosses back in November for what was a string of inappropriate affairs. He's already agreed to pay Roque, his wife of nearly 20 years, up to $20 million. The couple are now, they're getting along just great because she's got a $20 million check in her pocket. But they're both spending time, and they're both spending time at their house in the Hamptons, but they are finalizing their divorce. They've settled down, but Matt decided he was not going to fight this. He was going to actually try to make amends and do whatever she was asked. So the divorce now almost official. It's been smoother because they had a post-nup after Matt Lauer persuaded his ex to drop her divorce filing way back in 2006. Remember, they were going to get divorced. He said, don't do it. They signed an agreement. So now sources are saying that it's a $20 million divorce agreement that he's looking at. Can you believe that?
I don't think that's a lot of money for what he's been making.
$20 million.
I don't think that's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't. I'm with Doug. How much is he worth? He's been making these massive paychecks for so long.
He's been making 25 a year for the past at least 15, maybe 20 years. So
yeah,
that's not chump change.
You only get 1 year of his salary.
Well, and also the Hamptons house, which she's going to sign over. So how much is that worth? That's probably worth a pretty penny. And then, I don't know, it seems like a lot of money. I guess maybe I don't do divorce right. For me, divorce means you just want to get out of your marriage and it's
not a financial
deal.
I've never been married,
so. I know. Oh, to me, it's not a financial thing. It's like, okay, we can't be married anymore. We got to go.
But think of this way. Amber Heard was only married to Johnny Depp for what, like a year? And she got $20 million. Right, but she got $20 million. Annette Roque's been with him and had children with him, and they've been married for 20 years. So $20 million does not seem like a lot. I think she needs a better lawyer.
So
seems like a lot.
Were you aware of your
parents'
divorce, Jennifer, and what happened, what went on? How old you were when they got divorced.
Very
young.
The
settlement
and
was?
I knew everything when I was a young child, but I was very young, yes.
Yeah. Is that appropriate when looking at Matt Lauer and his children and other children are divorced? Because 50% of the people who get married get divorced, maybe even more than that. And so I wonder how much children ought to know or how much children do know about the nuts and bolts of divorce settlements. And those of you who are listening who have had divorces, how much have you allowed your children to know about the circumstances? Because the circumstances here, very public when it comes to something like Matt Lauer, your folks not necessarily public, and most of these things I think ought to be kept private, but they aren't. Yeah, sometimes this stuff gets published.
I have a feeling his kids probably know exactly what's going on. They're 11, 14, and 17, and they can read. So even if their parents are, when it's something this public, even if their parents aren't talking about it to them, they know what's going on. How hard is that? And forget about the divorce. What about the allegations against their dad?
Yeah, that's what I mean. What causes the divorce? That's what I'm bringing around. Not so much the monetary settlement, but are these reasons true? Did you really do that? And oftentimes the onus is put on the father, but sometimes it's on the mother. There usually is a reason. It's a two-way street here when you go through divorces. That was my experience way back when I got divorced. But it was more because I didn't know, I didn't have a clue about being a husband. And I don't think my wife did either. She didn't know what I was supposed to do. She didn't know what she was supposed to do. So we ended up looking, oh, here's the, this is the ultimate. This is what it ought to be. This is what my girlfriends tell me where we ought to be doing. And the girlfriends were all divorced. So, yeah, it's one of those things. It's a very practical settlement for or a solution for something that is a pretty impractical state, i.e. marriage and being with one person just doesn't seem to be the way the human genome is set up. It doesn't seem that men and women feel like once they are mated for life. There are some animals who do that.
Some
yeah,
people
but
do.
There are some
yeah,
couples.
But it's not normal.
Feel that
it
way.
Yeah, oh, I agree with you.
And
it's wonderful to see.
Yeah, my parents have gotten, when I've said things like that, my parents have gotten very upset with me because that's not how they feel. They feel like, mm-hmm. you know, they've been together for a really long time and you know, they have never wondered what it's like to be with other people. So,
yeah.
you know,
well,
it works for some people.
In the case of you and Lewis, from what I've seen anyway, I would say your intention is to stay together for the
100%.
Rest of your life.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
And whether that happens or not, things happen down the road. But I wish you well in that circumstance. I hope it works out because I think you're a cute, very warm couple.
Thank you.
So, yeah, but
well, listen, don't forget, I'm not coming from a place of, you know, I was divorced too. So,
yeah,
even though it was a 3-month marriage, but and that wasn't even a marriage to me, but whatever. It, you know, I'm not coming
nice
from a
going,
place
Victoria.
Of
Victoria.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So, like, I have been through both of it, and I have seen both sides of it, and I certainly know the difference in what it feels like now and what it felt like back then. And so, you know, maybe everybody should have a starter marriage. A lot of people make that argument. A
yep.
lot of people make that argument. I may even be on that team, too, actually.
Yeah, well, you are because you did have
just don't have kids right away. Have a starter
right.
marriage.
Right.
See what it's, you know,
and then get out.
Figure it out and then get out.
Gee, that's something I'll have to think about.
Well, you did, though.
Well, you already have that, so.
Yeah, but I didn't go back to it. I probably saved myself from being married a half a dozen times with various women that I...
Well, obviously, it was never even close to being right if you're using the words, I saved myself.
Well, I think there are probably only,
I've
actually only loved three women, really loved them passionately, three women in my life.
Kara, Victoria, and Jen.
Yep, there it is. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara, that's exactly right, Jennifer. You've hit the nail on the head. Other people in the news, Scarlett Johansson, putting her lips to good use as one of the many celebrities who take part in the No Kid Hungry collaboration with Williams-Sonoma, designed a spatula to help fight childhood hunger. It's pretty interesting. This utensil, I call it a kitchen utensil, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Features a sort of fun red and pink print of her own lips. Has the phrase, made with love, written on it. She said, I wanted to create something that was playful, and would immediately be attractive to a purchase. I thought the kiss imprint would look cute in a tall bowl next to wooden spoons. Are you using your imagination to kind of think about what that looks like? The Celebrity Spatula Collection features creations from Gwen Stefani, Olivia Munn, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Kevin Bacon. And the utensils debuted in Williams-Sonoma stores on Monday, online, in support of the No Kid Hungry mission to end childhood hunger here in America, which is an outrageous reality. 13 million, 14 million youngsters in this country are hungry every night. So 30% of the proceeds from the sale of these spatulas will go directly to benefit the organization. Every dollar raised is going to connect children in need with meals, 10 meals each. No child should go hungry in America. That's It seems to be something that we ought not even have to say.
Yeah.
But
it seems like a no-brainer, but yeah.
We waste so much food. The laws that protect food, quote-unquote used food, are asinine. And so why it is that we, between what we waste, what we throw away, what we don't use, there's ample food here. How you distribute it, redirect it, remains to be a question, I suppose. But
you know, who's in charge of that? Like, who says that restaurants can't give away food to the homeless and things
and
like
most
that?
State the law, FDA? California has a law against that, don't they,
yeah.
Jennifer?
If you have a basket of bread on the table and no one touches it, and the table wants to give it to a homeless person, they'll prevent you from doing that. They won't.
New York's the same too.
Yeah, it's for whatever reason, and I don't know who the authority is on that.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, who do we get to say, look, this doesn't even make sense. It's ridiculous. You can buy day old bread. You can go to places, you know, where you can buy day old, 2 day old bread, and that's okay to eat. But yet, bread that's fresh from a table that no one touched, you can't give to a homeless person 2 hours later.
Hungry people are eating from a trash can. What
exactly?
Exactly.
Yeah,
better.
Right. Right. I'm just. That's the whole point of all of this. Why we're having this conversation. It is nuts. It's just nuts. We have no common sense. Dictating. California is the worst, but there are so many politicians and
people.
But
I feel like this is a lot of different. A lot of states have the same thing, and California is wacky, we know, but I do think that this is something that happens in every state, that there mm-hmm. that there's some. It must just be. Is there a national health department? It must be something like that. Right? Because
no.
We're in trying to
well,
figure out
the USDA,
who to,
but I don't think they get involved
right.
in this.
I don't
well,
think they're
who oversees,
in that.
Who oversees the restaurants? There's a group that goes around, I know, in California.
American Restaurant Association.
No, it's the one that hands out the A's and the B's and the C's. It's the health department.
Those would be the health
I would
department.
Imagine, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd imagine department. That's who it is.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, if you really want to make it work, all things are possible. If there really was a desire on the part of the people who are in charge, or us, we're the people that supposedly drive the bus. We're the ones in charge. We elect. See, we don't have anything to say about the bureaucrats, and they go off on these nutty. And you're right. Every community kind of is going down the street now. The disconnected unreality that exists from people who are just. They need to be committed, some of these people. It's just out
well, you know,
of their
but
mind.
You never hear any, I never hear any political candidates talk about things like that.
No, that's a big issue. It ought to be talked about.
I feel like someone in every state should be saying, okay, we really need to fix this, and we can fix this.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand. I guess maybe it's not sexy enough. Maybe there isn't enough money to politically fundraise with that being a platform. But that's really a shame because
it's
something
that can be fixed. I just think it makes people uncomfortable. It makes people so uncomfortable. We've got a couple of candidates running in the state who have been trying to talk about it, and they kind of get poo-pooed, and it's sort of pushed out of the way. But I would say before the Los Angeles mayor, like my mayor, Eric Garcetti, gets to run for president, he should answer for the fact why there's 50,000 homeless people in Los
Angeles.
He's the biggest
BSer
right?
in the country.
You know, or the same thing for the governor. The lieutenant governor's been in office for a while. Why are there so many homeless people? What are we going to do to fix it? And
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the
there's
only
a cause for homelessness. There are root issues there that it just seems like no one's addressing.
Mental illness, substance abuse. The list, obviously, maybe poor VA services. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Here's how to fix what's wrong with your gut. GetTheTea.com offering you Life Change Tea. Cleansing your body from all those intruders, the free radicals that are wandering around inside of your colon and your gut. This is a way every day for you to clean and feel better. Clean out the pesticides, herbicides, unwanted yucca bunga. That's official from the company, by the way. Go to GetTheTea.com. No fillers, no GMOs. It's all organic. GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJB. They ship it to you free. Can't get it in stores. Got to go to the website, GetTheTea.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Music time, 23 and change after the hour. More celebrations focused on the life of Aretha, with Stevie Wonder being the latest to visit her in hospice. He went to Detroit to check on her. His connection to her goes back to when he was a child, actually. And Aretha Franklin's ex-husband, who was married to her from 78 to 84, also stopped by to say hello, as well as Jesse Jackson. She was never in a hospital, apparently, which is contrary to some of the reports we heard on Monday, as responding to visitors and breathing on her own. However, any number of sources say she's not doing well. She's hanging in there, but recovery isn't likely. She's been dealing with a lot of health issues, but nobody really knows what the problem is. There were reports back in 2011 that she had pancreatic cancer. If she really had that, she wouldn't have lasted this long, because pancreatic cancer just does you in months.
Vicious.
Yeah. Anyway, there was some death rumors last year. She issued a statement saying that she was doing well, generally, adding her recent tests had come back with satisfactory results. That was last year. She lost a lot of weight because of the side effects of the medicine she was taking. She said it affects your weight. Thanks to all of you for your concern. And as you might imagine, a lot of fans, people in the music world influenced by her, offering a lot of words. Rod Stewart, Mariah Carey, Chaka Khan, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Tyler Perry, Missy Elliott, Wayne Brady among them. At her concert in Detroit on Monday night with Jay-Z, she thanked Aretha for her beautiful music.
Beyonce, that is.
Said, "We love you." Yeah. That's what I say. Well, Jay-Z and Beyonce were together.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yep. I think sometimes I think everybody knows that they are performing together. Don't they always pretty much perform together?
They have for the last two concerts, but we just didn't say her name. So
yes, we did not. I did not. Thank you. Bill Clinton tweeted that he and Hillary were thinking about Aretha, listening to her music. It's been part of their lives. She was a very frequent guest at the White House when Clinton was president. She was there also when Obama was president, but there was obviously an affinity between Clinton and Aretha.
She sang at the Kennedy Honors for him, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep, she did. So anyway, Clinton was writing yesterday, quote, "We hope you'll lift her up by listening and sharing her songs." Isn't that the best way in a circumstance like this? Isn't that the best way to send somebody off in your thoughts? I think about that all the time. Frankly, some of the great people who have gone.
It weirds me out, though, that we're memorializing her before she's gone. And a lot of people are doing it, not just us. Yeah. Of course, it gives us a reason to look back at her greatness when we hear a story about her. But it's weird. It's like we talk about her and she's still here.
Yeah.
Clive Davis already has started a concert at Madison Square Garden in November. And it's a big tribute to Aretha. And they haven't even announced the performers yet, but he's already booked the date. And she's still here.
And that's the thing. She's not even in a coma. She's surrounded by friends and family. She could still read.
Her nephew said she's laughing and talking to family.
Yeah, and that she's watching TV and that apparently they're having to, you know, focus on what channel she's watching so she doesn't see people talking about her being dead already.
All right, so let's stop talking about her and start talking about somebody. Well, these people are not dead, but the group is called Dead & Company. Reconvening this winter for their second annual Playing in the Sand concert. It's kind of a concert vacation. Invading Riviera Maya in Mexico goes on in January. The group, which is John Maya, this is a group of people that all sort of come together. They aren't a group, but they are a group, if you know what I mean. John Mayer, members of Grateful Dead, Bob Weir, Mickey Hart, Bill Kreutzmann. Is it Otel Burbridge? I don't know him.
I know nothing about the Dead. I have so many friends who have seen these guys, Dead & Company. Yeah. I don't get it, but they love it.
Well, Deadheads who attended the Playing in the Sand concert earlier this year have their first opportunity to purchase tickets for the one next year on the 20th of this month. General on sale schedule to go, the 22nd, which would be next Wednesday, right? So, if you're into it, great. I never got into the Dead. Never, ever.
Yeah, it's not my jam.
There's nothing, no. Not my jam either, Victoria. 28 past the hour.
Viewing your world from somewhere else. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What if aliens from another world came to Earth and you listened to a group of people on Earth adamantly declare that no life exists outside of Earth? You might think that such people, to put it mildly, were not in touch with reality. But what about you? How often do you reject information because it doesn't fit with the beliefs you already have? We seem to be a species that's awfully quick to dispel other people's beliefs as mythology, while assuredly proclaiming that our own beliefs are true. It's hard to step outside your worldview, and even more difficult to do so if you're not immersed in others' worlds or traveled outside your comfort zone. Your beliefs are great, but so are others. When you're ready, consider stepping outside your own worldview to see what else might be out there. Check out kdkaradio.com to listen to my new Emotional Management call-in talk show.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a primary yesterday, a Democratic nominee for the governor of Vermont is the first transgender candidate from a major political party to ever vie for a governor's office. Former energy company executive Christine Hallquist will now face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott in November's election. If she wins, she would be the first transgender governor in the nation's history. Last night, she said, "This is a victory for all Americans."
Vermont's been a loving state, a leader in civil rights, and we're going to continue to show the rest of the country what good democracy looks like.
She spoke on CNN. Kansas finally has a Republican nominee for governor a week after a primary there, as incumbent Jeff Collier has conceded defeat to Secretary of State Kris Kobach. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's send our best thoughts to people who need help and cheering up. Today is August the 15th. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air to make things better, tell you what's going on. We'll bring you up to date with the television news, sports news, that sort of thing in a moment. First, Victoria, though, has this trending item.
Well, this is sort of an historical trending item. A 303-year-old cannon from the year 1715 was pulled from the water this week on off the coast of Fort Pierce, Florida. And this cannon was discovered in just 20 feet of water. It sat at Sandy Point Wreck, but was finally brought to the surface earlier yesterday morning. And they say that they've been trying to find parts of this ship. This is from the 1715 fleets, the Queen Jules. And these interesting ships originally left from Havana. They were part of a Spanish plate fleet, they called it, from South America and Mexico. It was 11 vessels. They left Havana, Cuba for Spain, and most of them didn't make it. And they ran into a hurricane on the night of July 30th in 1715, and hours later, most of the ships had sunk. And they were apparently filled with gold and jewels, all the kind of stuff that, like, the Goonies would be going crazy over. It's the stuff that you hear about, you know, with buried treasure.
And so they found the cannon that it was attached to one of these ships. And so now they believe that there may actually be, it might be worth digging a little bit further because they're not that far off from where the ships all kind of went under, you know, under the, got submerged under the water. And if they are only 20 feet off the shore of Florida, then they think they may be, there might be some buried treasure to be found.
There are a lot of people who put together expeditions to go after stuff like this. People with big money like Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft, has a ship that goes around the world, does nothing but look for this sort of thing.
And I think you're found a couple one of recently.
How fun.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great job?
Right. Yeah. It's like, well, in the return with us now, Jennifer, to those thrilling days of yesteryear when the oceans were filled with pirates.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp lives. Also, speaking of Florida, not so good. The governor has declared a state of emergency for parts of the coastal areas of Florida. The algae known as red tide has shown up again. There are a lot of circumstances. I remember when I was a kid, we used to not be able to go in the water in Riviera Beach along the islands in Palm Beach County because of this toxic algae. It comes along every summer on the Gulf Coast, some years worse than others. I wonder how it is up along. We can be heard pretty much all up and down the coast from Delray almost up to Jacksonville. Anybody there who's got a comment, share it with us, will you, on Twitter, at DJV Show, or at Jennifer Horn, or at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at C. Schillen. It'd be interesting to know what you're seeing or experiencing. Dead marine life washing up on the beaches, that's the first indication. This thing is devastating because it's an algae and it sucks the oxygen out of the water. So the marine life can't live because it all needs to have the oxygen. So anyway, tourists, who wants to go into the water? And when you see that stuff, ugh, yeah, it really. $100,000 has been allotted for biological studying, also assisting animals that need to be saved, cleaning up the... I can't imagine $100,000 would go anywhere. That's like one day of treating and working on this stuff. And so, and then they give $500,000 to the Florida Tourist Board to help people recover from the drop in vacation visitors. That seems like a drop. That kind of money? Is that a misprint, Victoria? You think that that's actually the number?
What? Say the number again?
$100,000? What do you do with $100,000? It's nothing. That doesn't...
What do you
animals?
Do with $100,000?
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of all of the, we're talking about a.
I can give you a whole list now.
80 to 100 miles long.
Right.
So we're talking about.
I could give you a list of what I could do with $100,000.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. And that's.
Well, it's $600,000 total. So how many beaches is this affecting in Florida? It's only.
Are you kidding? There's that whole stretch of beach. Up and down this is the Gulf Coast.
It's on the Gulf side, yeah.
Yeah, right. It happened on both sides of the state. Anyway, it isn't a pleasant circumstance to consider for sure. Meanwhile, today we celebrate Chant at the Moon Day. This is for all of you who are gazing at the moon. Chant at the Moon Day, annual event inspired by, I don't know who, growing... Stemlitz Premium Moon Cherries? What the? Never heard of them before. Stemlitz Premium Moon Cherries. These cherries are generally grown.
Specific types of cherries. They're sweet cherries.
Half a mile closer to the moon at elevations of 2,500 to 3,500 feet. This has been a good year, a bumper crop for cherries, I think. Have you all had cherries this year?
I have had cherries. They've been pretty good.
I buy them as much as I can. You can't freeze them because only. But I buy a couple of bags every time I'm at the food store. And
so what?
The food where you get food. It's the food.
There's food
store.
You mean the grocery store?
Food store.
Right.
Groceries, food. Anyway, the tree's roots benefit from extra gravitational pull from the moon, and that's why supposedly they are they're very sweet. So you can celebrate the day today if you want to. Host a Chant at the Moon gathering tonight. Grab your friends for a picnic under the stars. When you're all done, start chanting. Eat cherries under the moon. You can do that today as well. Gear up for a successful chanting adventure by eating sweet cherries as the moon comes out. The moon is in its new phase, I believe, is it not? I think it is. And
are we out
today,
of retrograde yet?
Yeah, no. Friday.
Saturday.
Is it Saturday? 18th, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
That'd be nice.
Yes, it will be.
This has been a bad one.
It's been a rough. This has been a horrible one. Oy,
yeah.
Man, it's just been a tough retrograde. So, but people are starting to feel a little better. Sometimes that usually when you go into retrograde, the earlier part of the 3 weeks is usually the worst. First week or 10 days.
But then you always get a dose of it as it leaves. It always has an extra kick at the end.
Well, there's another.
None
Mars,
of my devices are working right now.
Mars and Mercury both retrograde at the same time this year. At this time. So that's one of the reasons it was so tough, Victoria, under the circumstances. Okay, let's move over to Jennifer's desk and find out what the other. There's a lot of dust on your desk there, Jennifer.
I know, it's very
clean
messy.
That up. Some fascinating facts about television. Do you have any good ones for tonight?
Well, I have some good facts for tonight, certainly. There's a new episode of Suits tonight on USA at 9 o'clock. And then if you want to get a little creepy, Dougie will avoid this one, Monsters and Mysteries in America. That's new tonight on the Travel Channel at 8 o'clock. Alaskan Bush People, new tonight at 8 o'clock on Discovery, along with the new episode of Property Brothers Buying and Selling. That's on HGTV at 9 o'clock. On the networks, CBS says Big Brother. That's new tonight at 8 o'clock. NBC's got a new episode of America's Got Talent. That's at 8, followed by a new episode of World of Dance. That's at 9. Fox has a new episode of MasterChef at 8, followed by Gordon Ramsay at 9 o'clock. CW has a new episode of Burden of Truth. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. And if you need just a little more juice in your life, I'll tune over to Bravo and watch The Real Housewives of New York. They're new tonight at 8, and The Real Housewives of Dallas new tonight at 9. How about
really?
That?
Really? All right. That sounds like an exciting take, Jennifer. I can hardly wait. I went to see Christopher Robin last night.
Isn't it wonderful?
The last part is, the first part I thought was very slow.
Really?
Gigantic.
Oh, I
didn't
it.
Enjoy the first part at all. But as soon as the daughter and the mother got involved in the story, it was great. But I thought the first
it
part of it was
spoke to me. I
very,
loved it.
Well, yeah, I think
I love Ewan McGregor, so he speaks to me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. I just thought it was, I don't know, it was almost... they were trying too hard to tell a cute story, it felt to me, at the beginning, the first hour or so. Anyway, that has nothing to do with television or sports. Let's move on to the Broncos. Who's in charge of following the Denver Broncos? Victoria, you or Jennifer?
Jen, are you a Broncos fan?
I like the Broncos.
In Colorado.
I do, and I like the Broncos. I'll cheer for them.
Help yourself.
Football fans can be very opinionated when it comes to their favorite team's roster, but some fans of the Denver Broncos really have strong feelings about their quarterback, Paxton Lynch. So strong, in fact, that they've put together a GoFundMe page to raise money to help the team release the Paxton Lynch with a goal set of $600,000. They're raising money to cover the Denver Broncos' cost of cutting a quarterback, Paxton Lynch, off of the team roster, according to the page's description. Lynch was a first-round pick in 2016 out of the University of Memphis, but has played rather sparingly. He's appeared in 5 games while going just 1-3 as a starter. He has 4 career touchdowns to go along with 4 interceptions. He struggled in Denver's first preseason game against the Minnesota Vikings on Saturday. He finished 6 of 11 for 24 yards and an interception against mostly backup quarterbacks. Considering 10 fans have already joined in the crowdsourcing campaign as of this week, there is at least a bit of interest in forcing the Broncos' hand in releasing Paxton Lynch. Pretty funny.
Mm. Not a good record.
All right. So, Victoria, your turn to go into the history of the University of Maryland. At least when it comes to the controversy about the death of Jordan McNair.
Yeah, so the University of Maryland's president, Wallace Lowe, said yesterday that the school informed the parents of offensive lineman Jordan McNair that it accepts legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes that led to his June 13th death 2 weeks after being hospitalized following an off-season team workout. President Lowe and the athletic director, Damon Evans, held a press conference after meeting with the family, and they said the university accepts legal and moral responsibility. The mistakes our training staff made on that fateful day. They said basically they misdiagnosed the situation. No vital signs were taken. He suffered from heat stroke, and they said other safeguarding actions were not taken. And the president said, for me, that's enough for me to say I need to come to personally apologize to Jordan McNair's family. And his family had started a foundation after he died. He suffered heat stroke during the workout, and the effects eventually led to his death 2 weeks later. ESPN didn't let this story go and really blew this up and made it a national story. They did a big expose on it and said that it really, the main problem is the toxic coaching culture that was created by the Terrapins head football coach DJ Durkin, who's now on administrative leave. The ESPN reported that Durkin created a coaching environment based on fear and intimidation, and a tenure that's like featured pledging. Extreme verbal abuse of players. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was some physical abuse and neglect as well with the players, and so the president also announced that strength coach Rick Court, who was also featured prominently in the ESPN report for his controversial motivational tactics, you can guess what that means, he has been removed from the staff as well. So this is yet another story of, you know, student athletes being treated differently than other people in football programs, which generates so much money for
schools.
When
do we wake up to the reality of this?
Right.
And what it does, not to society, but to the people, the kids, it pretty much ruins their outlook. They get this feeling of superiority or entitlement, and it ruins their perspective on life for the rest of their life. And that influences children that they have, relationships that they have. They think they're untouchable.
Well, and then on the other end of that, like, if you're a kid, like in this case, you're being sort of bullied and abused by the coaching staff, at what point do you not feel like you can say something? But these kids don't feel like they can say anything.
Well, and that's, I think, the bigger issue. So, fun fact, DJ Durkin used to work under Urban Meyer, who is the guy at Ohio State, who's now kind of getting in trouble for not saying anything about his assistant coach abusing his wife. And it's just, when is that going to end? People are so
scared. It's all part of the culture of football.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone is
football,
so scared to speak up about people doing bad stuff.
Football. It is a sickness. This country is sick when it comes to things like football, college football, professional football.
I think it's more than that. I would say people who can do extraordinary things, whether it's student athletes or it's actors or it's professional athletes, people who can do extraordinary things tend to get a pass more easily than the rest of us.
Well, you do extraordinary things, all three of you. You think you're getting a pass from people that you are connected to in life?
I don't think we do extraordinary things where we have a small level, I guess, of celebrity or whatever, but people with a level of celebrity, whether it's on a small scale like a student athlete or on a large scale like a professional athlete. I mean, think about what the NFL does. Of course, this culture is going to be the same way. The NFL pushes all this stuff under the rug. In Hollywood, how often do we give people passes?
Yeah,
it's just
it is celebrity and that sort of thing. Money gives you privilege. Here is the story from the South Florida Police Union in Miami. They are urging members and local law enforcement communities to boycott the Dolphins after players protested the national anthem at the preseason game last week. Broward County Police Benevolent Association calling on its members, as well as all police in nearby counties, to boycott buying tickets, buying merchandise from Miami, and also the NFL. NFL invited the Broward County Police Benevolent Association and other police unions to a Dolphins game that, is scheduled to honor first responders. It's going to be played November the 4th. Organizations collectively decided to accept the invitation, offer its members discounts on tickets. Remember, we talked about that because the NFL had announced a new policy, but now the NFL put the policy on hold, so the police union says, screw you guys, we're not going, we're not taking advantage, we're not doing this. And I think it's an interesting statement on that reality. 10 before the hour.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 53 past the hour, it's time for Tech Talk here on the DJV program. Wednesday headlines from the world of technology, courtesy of the research Victoria Keelan has done, starting with a warning from the FBI to banks around the country regarding use of ATMs. This looks like it could be serious for all those of you who use ATMs.
Well, and it's most serious for the banks themselves. The FBI is warning certain financial institutions that their ATMs are being targeted for a hacking attempt. And the threat was reported by Krebs on Security, which is a popular cybersecurity blog run by a journalist named Brian Krebs. He has actually outed several legitimate hacking plans and schemes. So when he puts out a report, people kind of pay attention now. He reported that this particular scheme is known as an ATM cash out, which means the attackers can hack a bank or a payment card processor and use stolen information to withdraw large sums of money at ATMs worldwide. Mm. His report cited a confidential alert that the FBI had shared with banks last Friday, but the FBI didn't make that public. He did. The FBI didn't comment specifically on this potential attack, but they did say that the FBI routinely advises private industry of various cyber threat indicators observed during the course of their investigations. Basically, the FBI is saying, we're always on top of this. We're always trying to track cybersecurity and cyber threats. We just don't always make it public. But Krebs reported on similar unlimited operations before, including a scheme in which more than $2 million was stolen from a Virginia bank in 2016 to 2017. So within a 1-year period, a similar scheme worked worked for hackers at a Virginia bank. So this is now on a national level. Wells Fargo is a company that's being mentioned. JP Morgan Chase was also mentioned in this report. So once again, these are the types of things. Always make sure that you're using the, you know, an ATM that's inside your bank. If you can, it's you
yeah,
have
not
to really
outside,
be careful.
Inside, yeah,
yeah
right.
Inside the bank yeah. is always better.
You have faith the FBI is really looking into this, or do they just wait till they stumble on info before they realize there's a problem?
You know, from everything I've read, I think that the FBI has, there are so many cybersecurity threats to deal with mm-hmm. that I think that they need a much bigger division of cybersecurity mm-hmm. and probably more funding that goes along with that. So right. I don't know. This is certainly.
So where do we take the funding from is the question, because we certainly yeah. don't need to be adding to budgets without taking away from other divisions
stuff, yeah.
and departments that
but
don't do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, cybersecurity is something that we've been talking about for the last few years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New world order.
Yeah. So you have to always protect your finances, always check your bank statements, make sure none of your cash has been withdrawn.
Also, from the new world order, Alexa has a new security feature that'll keep your home safe. Let's listen up.
The Geek Out.
If you have an Alexa, did you know it now has a skill that could help you ward off burglars while you're gone? It's created by a San Francisco company called Hippo, and the skill is called Away Mode. And when you fire it up, Alexa begins to play a lengthy series of conversations that mimic like somebody's actually at the house. Now, kind of think of it like leaving your TV on while you're gone. The conversations vary in length and topic and even voice, and once you activate it, until told otherwise, Alexa will randomly roll through the different conversations, giving anybody on the outside the sense somebody is at home on the inside. Now, if you want to try it on your own Alexa, just enable the skill and then tell it to, quote, enable away mode. We've put a link to the skill on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Jake!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond Relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond Relief starts now. Use as directed.
All right, so Victoria, Sprint has big news, so they want to have their customers believe. Is it big news?
It is actually big news. Sprint's getting ready for the 5G future. They're partnering with LG to bring what they say will be the first 5G smartphone to the U.S., capable of tapping into its faster next-generation cellular network. The device doesn't have a name yet, a price, or even a firm release date, the device meaning the smartphone that they're going to put together, but they say it will be available during the first half of 2019. Sprint says it'll be the first smartphone in the country with built-in 5G. Now, Verizon is also going to launch a 5G-capable phone later this week. They may disagree with that labeling that it's not the first, but they say you'll be able to download full-length HD movies in seconds rather than minutes.
Aha! There it is. Tech Talk for today, Wednesday, on the DJV Show 59F.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.